Next, we have our regular local history spot, written and read by Richard Matthew. Richard talks about that well-known local lady, Edith Cavell.
When Remembrance Day comes round every November, I'd imagine that most of us think mainly of the thousands of young men who lost their lives in the two world wars and in other smaller wars since then. But do we ever include one famous Norfolk woman who lost her life in 1915, executed by the Germans for what they called war treason? She was Edith Cavell, born in 1865 in Swordeston near Norwich, where her father was the vicar. An early indication of her character was that as a girl, she raised money for the building of a church room to house the growing Sunday school for the children of the village, and both Edith and her mother taught in that Sunday school. After education at Norwich High School for Girls and at boarding schools in Somerset and Peterborough, and 5 years as a governess for a family in Brussels from 1890 to 1895, she returned home to care for her father during a serious illness. The experience led her to become a nurse after her father's recovery, first as a nurse at a fever hospital and then at the London Hospital. Later, she worked as night superintendent at St. Leonard's Infirmary in Shoreditch. After a temporary post as a matron in Manchester, she was recruited in 1907 to be matron of a newly established nursing school in Brussels. And here, she launched a nursing journal. And within a year, she was training nurses for 3 hospitals, 24 schools, and 13 kindergartens in Belgium. When the First World War broke out, she was visiting her widowed mother in Norfolk. She returned to Brussels, where her clinic and nursing school were taken over by the Red Cross. In November 1914, after the German occupation of Brussels, Edith began sheltering British soldiers who were cut off behind enemy lines and funneling them out of occupied Belgium to the neutral Netherlands. Wounded British and French soldiers, as well as Belgian and French civilians of military age, were hidden and provided with false papers. But in August 1915, she was arrested by the Germans and charged with harbouring Allied soldiers. She admitted that she had been instrumental in conveying about 60 British and 15 French soldiers, as well as about 100 French and Belgian civilians of military age, to the frontier, and had sheltered most of them in her house. The penalty, according to German military law, was death. Unfortunately, her situation was not covered by the Geneva Convention, so the British government could do nothing to help her. Of 27 others who were charged with her, only Edith and one other were executed. There has been speculation in recent years that she was involved in espionage for the British Secret Service, but she was not accused of this. Her crime was what the Germans called war treason. The night before her execution by firing squad on October the 15th, 1915, she told the Anglican chaplain of Christ Church, Brussels, quote, "I am thankful to have had these 10 weeks of quiet to get ready. Now I have had them and have been kindly treated here. I expected my sentence and I believe it was just. Standing as I do in view of God and eternity, I realise that patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness towards anyone." These words are inscribed on her statue on St. Martin's Place, northeast of Trafalgar Square in London. After her execution, Belgian women immediately buried her body next to St. Gilles Prison. After the war, her body was taken back to Britain for a memorial service at Westminster Abbey and then transferred to Norwich to be laid to rest at Life's Green on the east side of the cathedral. Following her death, many memorials were created around the world to remember her. A patriotic song, "Remember Nurse Cavell," appeared in 1915. The name Mount Edith Cavell was given in 1916 to a massive peak in Canada's Jasper National Park in Alberta. Memorial gardens were dedicated to her in Inverness, Scotland, and Ararat, Victoria, which reflects her popularity throughout the Commonwealth. Countless newspaper articles, pamphlets, images, books, plays, and TV programs have publicized her story. There has even been an opera. She became almost a martyr, an iconic propaganda figure for the military recruitment in Britain, and to help increase favorable sentiment towards the Allies in the United States. Indeed, as early as 1916, a silent film was made entitled The Martyrdom of Nurse Cavell. She was a popular icon because of her sex, her nursing profession, and her apparently heroic approach to death. Her execution was represented as an act of German barbarism and moral depravity, but that was very much at variance with Cavell's own clearly stated wish to have, quote, no hatred or bitterness towards anyone. To commemorate the centenary of her death in 2015, her grave in the grounds of Norwich Cathedral was restored, and she was featured on a UK commemorative £5 coin, part of a set issued by the Royal Mint to mark the centenary of the war. A memorial statue of her was erected in October 1918 in the grounds of Norwich Cathedral, during the opening of a home for nurses, which also bore her name, and a primary school in Norwich is named after her. The words she spoke on the night before her death, "Patriotism is not enough," are frequently quoted, but I think their full meaning is only clear if we also add what follows: "I must have no hatred or bitterness towards anyone."